Caleb, Joe just talking about the fifth inning rally. It's a 1-1 game. It's a pitcher's duel at that point. And then a one-out walk opens the door and you come up. Tell me about that at-bat. You fell behind, but then all of a sudden you were in control.
Yeah, I mean, he had some nasty stuff today. And, you know, he's from about 20 minutes from where I live. And he's been a big name, you know, around the city for a long time. And it was good to face him. But that first at-bat, he just had nasty stuff. So I just tried to battle as best I could. And, you know, he kind of hung a curveball there, and I just put some good wood on it and just kind of found a hole. So felt good to contribute offensively again.
Since you've been here, one thing we've learned about you is you have an outstanding batting eye and you're very patient. That at-bat showed it. Has it always been that way, or has that developed?
No, definitely developed. I mean, you know, I struck out quite a bit, even in the minor leagues. But, you know, as I got my last year in Bowie, the year that I did really well, and then even the start of this year, I started trying to really stay within an approach. And so taking a few more pitches, not because just to take, but because it's not what I'm looking for in that certain spot or count. And so that's kind of how I'm trying to refine my game. And, you know, that's what guys up here do. You know, they're consistent with their approach. And so, you know, just trying to work on it day in, day out. And it bit me a few times tonight. You know, I let some pitches go that I really wanted to attack. But, you know, ultimately the one hit I got, you know, really helped the team.
All right, Kevin Gausman comes back to the team today. This is his first win as a starter in his brief big league career, and without a doubt, it's his best start, one run over seven innings. Now, you know him from the minor leagues. What was working for him tonight? What was your approach?
Oh, man, he had such a great fastball all the game, locating really, really well, elevating when he needed to. You know, we didn't throw that many off-speed pitches, and when we did, they were, for the most part, really quality. I mean, gave up, what, three hits or something? I mean, something pretty ridiculous. I mean, he did so well. Locating the fastball. When you have such a dominant fastball like that, you know, we just kind of use the off-speed stuff to get them off the fastball and then went right back to it. But, you know, credit Gausman for coming in and just doing a great job helping the team win.
Now, he made a mistake on the 0-2 pitch on the home run of Coco Crisp, but the one thing that was very encouraging, especially early on in the game, he was getting a lot of ground ball outs.
Yeah, really, really heavy sink tonight. And then we need to bust a four-seam. He did a really good job with it. You know, just a dominant outing for him, and we really needed that, you know, save the bullpen a little bit. And, you know, for him personally, you know, he's been up here and, you know, he kind of had short rest that first time. And, you know, he's going to contribute on this team, and he showed tonight that he's going to be a factor for us, hopefully, down the line.
All right, last night was a disappointing loss, a game that definitely got away. And now the team bounces back with a big win tonight. What does that tell you about the resiliency of the team?
I mean, huge, especially playing, you know, such a good team like Oakland. They're leading, you know, the league in just about every category. I mean, they're such a good team. And, you know, for us to kind of stay in the thick of things, we got to beat good teams like this. And, you know, last night was a heartbreaker, but, you know, we flushed it, came to the park, and bats were alive. And we, you know, we beat one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. I mean, the guy's just pretty good. And so we had a lot of good quality at bats. And, man, it feels good to win, especially in front of all these people.
These game-winning hits for Caleb Joseph, we're getting used to this. We're going to have to rename this post-game show the Caleb Show. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about that. I'd like to get a few more, maybe bloopers or singles or something. You know, they can't all be game winners, but...